B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
I'm just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Time to throw it to Myers on the crossing route. Turns along the sideline. Inside the five. Inside the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
Great throw. Great throw out in front. Hits him in rhythm. Hits him in stride.
Who would it be?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey.
Howdy. Hi, Zoe.
Hey.
T-Bone.
Milliken.
Boone.
Gang's all here.
I'm about to be locked out of my computer if I don't get the password.
Oh, damn it. I had to reset mine a couple times.
Welcome to Monday.
Welcome back, Hardy. Welcome back.
Let's try it.
How you doing for that storm?
Got it.
Nailed it.
You guys get whacked by that storm?
No, thankfully I did not.
There was no storm.
That became someone else's problem, not ours.
Thank God. I'm not dealing with this.
I'm sorry?
I'm not dealing with this storm. Get out of here.
Oh, you were just not going to deal with that?
Nope.
So if it went right,
I went out, put everything
in the
away.
Eye of the storm and over your house, you weren't going to deal with that?
Oh, I would have dealt with it. I mean, we've had hurricanes in Rentham before, so it's not like we're not.
Yeah, you're
used
a survivor.
To big storms. Right.
Don't ever forget it.
Yeah. Start thinking there's some like underground secret society where like the weather people and like the people at the grocery stores all get together and like come up with something. Like,
the storm
did happen. It just went somewhere else.
Did it? Yeah.
No, it did. Yeah. It was,
I know. I saw the video.
Well documented.
Yeah. He's got that T-shirt.
Still was a storm.
And that yard sign, Rentham Strong. I've seen it before.
Yeah. What's your zip code there?
We have wristbands.
What's your zip code there?
02093.
Yeah, it's just 02093. Mm. You know, like in a
02093 strong. Quite strong.
What'd you make of your guy, Cam Newton, the other night?
I thought he was good. Then I went back and I watched the tape because it was reran a couple times on NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that stood out to me that I didn't actually realize in real time calling a game. Every time he threw, it was play action. And it was sort of all blocked up. And you know, it's play fake away, play fake two. Now, he did a great job, I thought, getting the shoulder square. I talk about the little things. And that's some of the things I think he lacks when you watch him daily in camp. And you say, okay, you look lazy there. You look lazy in this drill.
Right.
I didn't think for once he threw off the back foot. In a you know, condensed time where you saw him, whether it was every once in a while throw off the back foot in practice, or you'll see this and that. I thought he was on his toes all night. I thought he had good pocket awareness. I thought he slid in the pocket. I thought the curl on the right side to Jacoby Myers and the in cut to Jacoby Myers, which I thought was maybe a little bit behind him, but there was a safety on the other side. I thought they were thrown with authority. He had some good zip on the ball. He laid the touchdown to Myers. Once you see it from up high, that's a pretty easy throw. But he still made him. He looked in rhythm. I thought that's the best he looked in rhythm since being a Patriot. And I even include the damn Jet game last year because I think that was a throwaway. That game was a joke.
So Ted Johnson mentioned that the protection, it was all blocked up, was a max protect situation.
He had the ones.
As he said on Friday, filling in on Felgrimaz. And you've now mentioned that it's all off of play action. And I would say to the both of you, you former NFL players.
You're right.
You're framing this all wrong. No one thinks Cam Newton is a great starting quarterback at this point. But whatever you want to say as a caveat to his playing really well the other night.
He played well.
I would say, yeah, but they gave him those things last year, and he didn't look the way that he looked in the preseason game on Thursday night. What, they didn't try to use play action to his advantage last year? They didn't block it up for him last year? I mean, they did those things, mm-hmm. and it never worked. It was never working last year. And granted, Thursday night, he was playing against nobody's on the other side.
That was disappointing. When the inactives came out, it was a letdown that you didn't have Brandon Graham, that you didn't have Fletcher Cox, Darius Slay, you know, their good corner, a couple other safeties. They were down a lot of guys. But you still had to get out there and function.
This was my favorite stat of Thursday night. Cam Newton from ESPN Stats completed 3 passes of at least 10 air yards in the second series of the game, right? Do you know how many times he did that in a single drive all of last season?
Probably just in that Seattle game.
Newton only completed 3 passes of 10-plus air yards in a single drive twice in 2020. Both were in the Seattle game in week 2.
Yeah, it felt like it.
So, again, not against real starters, not against a good team out there. He's playing nobody's defensively. But he did something he hadn't done in nearly a calendar year from when Hardy was ready to give him $50 million. So it's been a very long time since he looked the way that he looked on Thursday night, which is a long way of saying this, though. There's no way he doesn't start come week 1.
I agree.
I'm going to keep beating that drum.
I agree.
He's the guy. So I don't think there's any debate here. I don't think that they're actually sitting down and thinking, okay, can Mac win the job before week 1?
But it's also,
and what's he going to have to show us for us to not start Cam? They're not even thinking about it.
No.
Josh McDaniels said as much over the weekend. He's not spending any time thinking about it.
What you have to do is you have to look at this in the way this thing's lined up and the way it's lined out. It's a different offense with Cam, and it's a different offense with Mac Jones, if that makes any sense. Like, they're not running the same thing. They're setting it up this way to where Cam's going to be the guy. And where he could potentially run into problems if you got to go drop back. If you're going to have 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 7. Say we can't run the ball. Say they got 8 guys on the line of scrimmage. Say we have a couple penalties. 3rd and 10. You get a bunch of those, and they start lining up after a game or two. And then you see the errant 3rd down passes. Or, boy, we don't have the ability to go 2-minute or hurry up. There's been 2 games so far in the preseason. The quarterback that's ran both hurry-ups has been Mac Jones. He did it week 1 with a couple ones mixed in there. He did it the other night with some guys I never heard of. Backed up, and even after a holding call. And they kill Harry Dove to help him make a play on a big 3rd down to keep that drive alive. But he still did it with the 2s. And this is what goes back to what Bill said, too. Let's not get caught up in who's the 1s, who's the 2s. We got to see individuals, if they could go out and function and ask what we ask them to do against who we ask them to do it against with who. So that's the way they're looking at it. That's the way they're going to watch the film.
That part of it last week bothered me.
Which
and
part?
I did hear like some stuff when I was away last week, and I worked the game for the Pats.com on Thursday. But the thing where Bill said, we can't worry about that, like who's with the 1s and who's with the 2s, and there's going to be substitutions. And Bill said something and I'm almost exactly quoting him. If we start worrying about the things that we can't control, it's going to be a long season, which just struck me as funny because you can absolutely control who these guys are playing with in the preseason.
And he did that.
No. This is something you can control right now. Who Mac plays with, who Cam plays with, don't frame it as like, oh, that's out of our control. I can't worry about that. Oh, no, this is the time to worry about it. This is the time to at least think about it and control it, because even these games are glorified practices.
Bill, you 100% control that.
That is
sure
absolutely
is.
In your control right
and
now.
He's just not telling the truth about it. I mean, that's not a truthful answer if you're saying that it doesn't matter. Of course it matters.
No, see, this
I don't know that he said it doesn't matter. He just said when it comes to like the personnel on the field for Cam versus Mac, and what it all boiled down to is like there's just some stuff you can't control, and we can't spend time worrying about that. What are you talking about? That's what you control right now.
And I would say that it matters less for some positions than it does the quarterback position on the field. It does, because there are offensive linemen that are rotating in both groups. There are guys on the defensive line that are rotating in on both groups. So that I look at and say, oh, yeah, that's not a guy getting demoted because right now he's repping with the twos. We've seen that in this camp.
Oh, do you think it was by accident that Joe Williams played in all four quarters? Or do you think that was by design? Like, he was in every quarter at some point. Like, he started the game with the starters. Oh, and by the way, was in there at the end with the fourth.
I would say it's more significant that he was playing in the fourth quarter than that he was playing in the first, is what I would say. So I do think that there are some guys that are definite starters on the team and are ones that are going to be in other groupings. So I get it to a degree, but not a quarterback, not a receiver.
Here's what concerns me at quarterback, because I think we all agree. We assume he's going to be the starter week one. Do you think he still needs more help? Do you think he needs reps? Do you think he needs reps in
Cam
live?
Newton?
Yes, in live game situations, third and seven, third and eight. Do you think he needs reps in the gun? Or with three wide or with two tight? Do you still think he needs those reps, or you think he's ready to go?
I don't think reps are his issue. I think his issue has always been here in New England, his arm. And throwing the football has been a struggle. I don't think it's about reps. I don't think it's about knowing situations. The guy's been in the league a long time.
Okay.
I really don't. Then sit him
this week.
Do I think mentally you could be a little sharper because of it? Of course. I mean, repetition always matters.
But I think he needs reps.
He needs it or else he can't function. No. His issues to me were that it took him too long to throw the football is what it was. That's what I think it was. And I think he was new to the offense. He's been here over a year now. So I don't think the reps are the most important thing.
Yeah.
Could he use them? Sure. Anybody could use reps. It's never a bad thing.
See, I see Jones getting better with more reps he gets.
That's because he's a rookie. He's supposed to.
Yeah. I've seen rookies kind of flatten out and maybe not handle what they've been thrown at. The kids handled two no-huddle drives perfectly, regardless of who was in a huddle with them.
Don't you think one of the things that
the ball comes out fifth step
that Bill's going to appreciate about Cam is that he has been around in the league for this so long?
Of course.
I mean, he's seen every look
veterans.
A defense can give you. He's been through it. He's not going to be rattled by things.
Mm.
Did Cam Newton ever look rattled to you last year?
Yeah, he missed blitzes front side.
He missed mistakes, but I would not say rattled.
He got ear holed by
a
couple.
He is not someone that gets rattled.
Rattled is the wrong word.
He makes mistakes.
Ineffective.
Yes.
Okay. So he'll make a mistake, just get back in the huddle, forget it. Okay, I get it.
I think he does. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I blew that. I got sacked.
Yeah, that's on you. Sorry. Huddle up.
That's all right.
Yeah.
He moves on. He gets right back in there.
And then you got to understand you're going to have those moments, because that's going to come with the territory.
I think with a rookie, you've got to sort of worry about those things with any young player. Where he's not going to worry about that with Cam. He's going to get right back in the huddle and not think twice about it and say, let's go. And I think there is value in that. I just wish he would throw the ball in every game as well as he did on Thursday night. And I'm not going to take it away from him that he was playing scrubs on the other side.
Nope.
Or that he was doing it off of play action. Or that he
was doing it
with Max Protect.
That's just fact.
Ted.
That's just fact.
I mean, just give it to him. If Mac was doing it and Mac was doing it at times, he looked great.
I said Cam played well.
So did Mac.
Yeah.
He had a good night.
Mac played well, too.
But I just don't view this thing as a competition anymore. Some of you are.
Well, they don't, because you put the same guy out, with the ones every time. It's not a competition when the same guy starts every drill, starts every game with the first unit. Competitions, you mix guys in with that. You give the other guy the same opportunity that you've gave the other guy that ran with the ones the day before. That, in essence, is a competition. That's when Drew knew he didn't get his job back. When you run with the twos and you're not running with the ones, that really isn't a competition or the ability to compete for your job.
All right, more on this Thursday night. Reaction to the preseason game still. This week it's joint practices for the Patriots with the Giants. I'm hoping that the third preseason game has somebody in it that matters, because last week was a big disappointment. We'll talk more about the quarterback situation. Something from Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on Cam Newton as well. We'll get to that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
said something about Mary Band again.
Turn to something. Mary. Look at Mary's hair. Look at the way it sticks up in the air.
It really is. It's a good comp.
I'm playing the drums, but I'm not playing that. That bugs me about that movie. It's like you couldn't lip sync a little bit better than that.
No
especially
kidding.
The drummer, the guy's standing there with a snare drum. It's
you're
like
not touching anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's intentional.
And I assume you're
it's
a drummer.
On purpose.
I assume you're Jonathan Richman's real drummer.
It's purposefully bad.
Sometimes those Farrelly brothers are just kind of bad. Sneaky bad parts in those
sneaky
movies.
Sneaky bad, not funny. Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Oh, no, they're funny.
Oh, they're hysterical.
But
and
I love the
there
movies.
Are
but
that are
there are
so
parts
wet.
There where I'm like, maybe that's a reshoot. Maybe you don't go to print on that first take. Maybe try that one again.
Maybe he didn't have the headset on. He couldn't hear the music.
That's probably it. I'll give him a pass.
All right, then. 617-779-0985, the phone number. We were going to play some audio for you, but the system went down. It's all locked up.
I think everything's down.
Really?
Again.
I don't think so.
Nope.
The phones are working.
Internet's working.
I think everything is fine.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything's fine. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Be sorry. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We do have more to get to on this situation from Thursday night, including one guy got hurt in that game, so N'Keal Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be out 4 weeks. What now?
Oh, I put him day-to-day and then release him.
Don't you wait till he gets healthy and then say, bye-bye.
Yeah, or injury settlement, something like that, yeah.
No. Yeah. Just wait till he's healthy.
I love the fact that Bill
ready
put
to
him
come back, and then he's designated as being healthy and then cut him.
Information got out there quickly day-to-day. Week to week. We'll see.
Meaning
just needs
what?
A little time.
Meaning what?
He came out of there, arms in a sling. Barely moved, getting to the bus.
You think they're trying to salvage what? His trade value?
No, just trying to let him know that you're not just going to take another year off and we're not going to just pay you
the
dime to throw slap you on injured reserve here in 4 weeks.
You don't think the kid knows that he's in trouble?
I think the kid knows he's
team?
In trouble, and I think he had a little boo-boo from not catching the ball there. If he catches that ball, I don't know if his shoulder's hurt. He didn't have to dive. It wasn't evident on the aerial, but when you got the ground look from the ground footage of the replay, oh my, the ball came in and it was right at face mask level, and he left his feet to lay. All he had to do was run through it, and he would have walked in. He would have plucked it. Just use your body as he had it. He had the defender pinned on him, and then accelerate through the ball, catch it and get in like 75% of the other receivers in this league that are good.
Yeah.
Boy, we went through this on the broadcast the other night, and I told you this. I was way ahead of this. They could be in trouble at wide receiver. Like, as far as depth, like, I get four guys making a roster right now, and that's it. Four guys.
So you're not counting Matthew Slater.
I'm not. I refuse to count Slater.
I don't
Slater.
Do it. I don't do that either.
But I do count Gunnar Olszewski.
Yeah, I think they sort of need him.
Because I think you need him in the slot. And I think he'd actually make plays.
I think they need him more for return purposes
of course they
than
do.
They do him in the slot, but he's still a serviceable depth player.
My four wide receivers right now are Aguilar.
Yep.
And I didn't see
Born.
Much of him. He didn't do much the other night.
Myers,
Born is at least doing Olszewski. Some things in game.
Four guys.
That's it.
Who else?
17 game regular season.
Wilkerson has faded real fast.
We're done with him.
Done.
Yep.
Done.
That's a bad night for him.
Tough night for Paul Perillo on that one, Hardy, on Wilkerson.
No, but that started. He started to fade about a week and a half ago. He had a hell of a camp, and then
I think he started to maybe come off that a little bit.
And oh, he did. Good.
You heard him talk about it a lot. I did not personally, so believe me, if I saw an opportunity to give him a hard time with, you know, some personal knowledge of it, but he's never been like overflowing with his praise about him around me necessarily. So
I talked to him about it in pregame a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I just I didn't see it. A lot of other people thought he was, you know, someone the team is invested in, and they've had him around the program now for what, a year or so.
Yeah.
So
they tried to get him to play
they
special
really tried
teams.
Tried to work with him on special teams. It's not going to happen.
Like, I see Isaiah Zuber in drills and stuff. He looks fast as hell. Like, we see Zuber. He's not getting the opportunities to play or making plays. It's one thing to be fast and all, but I'm going to see a little bit. I'm seeing anything.
So that's the wide receiver group. If you include Slater, that's five guys on the roster. Mm-hmm. The tight end situation is pretty well set. Running back group is where there's another conversation.
I wonder if Lacoste would have a shot at making it over Asiasi.
And they do what with Asiasi? IR him? Or do you think
they find something wrong with your ankle? Yeah. 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 Because, like, Lacoste was the guy running, you know, first up. Wasn't Asiasi until he got dinged down in the Philly practice. Asiasi kind of gets thrown in there, thrust in there, like, hey, let's go, kid. You get all the reps this week, and you're going to start in the game. Then they ended up bringing Justin Heron in to be the other tight end, but he was ineligible, you know, just to help with protections and stuff. Called him Chris Heron because we were talking about Chris Heron the other day. Chris Heron. Called him that on the broadcast. And actually, Chris Heron's kid actually quit basketball and walked on. He's a football player in Alabama.
Right.
That's why it was like in the back of my head.
Running backs group is where there's another conversation, mm-hmm. because there are people that really feel Brandon Bolden has to make the team because of his special teams work. Count me as one of the people that doesn't need that on the team. That does not need Brandon Bolden on the roster. Which means Harris.
Would you take Brandon Bolden over Sony Michel?
No, I wouldn't. And I would keep Sony Michel on the team. Man, they were feeding him the ball in the passing game the other night, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like they were trying to prove a point that he could catch the football.
Get him on tape.
Yeah, that was an effort to get him on tape. I would not trade Sony Michel to keep Brandon Bolden. That to me doesn't make sense because this team is going to need to run the football, and that's going to be a core part of what right. they do. You mentioned the play action of Cam Newton the other night. That's effective because the way they can run the ball.
Sure.
And so Damian Harris has had injuries. Not to say that he will get injured again. I'm just saying running backs get hurt, period. We see it every year in this league. Every year. I'll even put it in your fantasy terms for all the fantasy players. Oh, yeah, I got to get the handcuff. All right? They need the handcuff.
What's handcuff mean in fantasy?
It means basically if you draft Damian Harris, you want to draft Sony Michel because if anything happens to Damian Harris, you've got Sony Michel, who would then take those snaps and take those reps.
I got you.
Right? You're not going to plug in James White for the runs that Damian Harris would typically have. You're not going to put in J.J. Taylor for that. You want Sony Michel around. I'm not totally sold on Ramondre Stevenson at this point. He's going to be on the team. He's not going anywhere. But I just don't know that he's got the same ability right now as Sony Michel in the event that Damian Harris can't play. So maybe he needs to find an ankle injury.
I like the way the kid runs.
I do too. I mean, yeah. I think it could end up being a good pick. But Sony Michel's look good.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the way Sony's looked either.
People are way too quick to want to move on from him right now.
Well, because they think there's depth and there's a first-round pick and the guy won a Super Bowl and all. He's got a lot of things going for him. He could catch the ball now. So, like, the sell job's out. I'm just saying from the outside. That's not coming from the inside. From the outside perspective of the team. That's a guy you can move. That's a guy worth something. That's a guy that's been here and done it. Now he can catch. Look how late, look how strong he is. He got faster. He looks quicker. Yeah, that's what's going to be sold.
617-779-0985. How should they handle that running back group? That's a part of the conversation. Also, one of our buddies, Chase Winovich, the other night, he had a lot to say after the game. You catch any of that?
I had to duck out right then. My ride was leaving.
Your ride was going
right.
Where? Yeah,
Back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel.
Yeah.
How was your traveling? Was it good?
Return was better than getting there.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that coming up as well, and more on Cam and Mac and everything Patriots from over the weekend. Next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle. Working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, an injury that is going to keep N'Keal Harry off the field for the next several weeks. I'm told the shoulder injury that he injures trying to reel in a long, long pass from Mac Jones. You're going to see it in a little bit here. Banged his shoulder really hard on the turf. He is expected to be out about 4 weeks. So probably not going to be on the field to start the season for the New England Patriots. And that is pretty significant because, of course, you mentioned, as Mike Garofalo reported, N'Keal Harry requested a trade. Usually you trade guys right before the season around roster cut day. That probably is not going to happen here because he's just not going to be healthy. So what do the Patriots do? Do they keep him on the 53, put him on IR to start the season, bring him back quickly? A lot of options here, but the injury does complicate things.
Good God, engineering. You're failing us again today. Who's back there? I saw Charlie.
Charlie. Dennis isn't here today.
Oh, he's working hard to fix it.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. That's the only piece of sound in the whole system we can play, what we just played. That's it.
For some reason.
We got nothing else.
Everything we saved in the other room is on a different drive.
Yeah, can't get it. Isn't... All the stuff we prepped for.
I mean, it's a big day today. We got Tyler with us, too. I mean,
how's your Red Sox team doing there, Tyler?
No comment.
No, he doesn't want to comment. Now he clams. He clams up on us.
Where are all the clowns at?
That's unfortunate. Based on the job that we do here, you kind of have to comment either way.
Yeah. No comment. Hello.
Yeah, you don't get to shut off the mics when things don't go well.
Is it over?
Oh, you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's tough. Tough times. We'll get into it.
No comment.
It's not high.
It's
blown.
A sports talk station. You are required to comment.
It's hard times. It's
wow.
What can you
I've
say?
Never heard
it's
him
hard
this down.
Times.
Have you ever heard him this down? He's
no,
never
I
been
don't
this
think
down.
So yeah, you know what I think it is though. I think he's coming to the realization.
It's an
that
awakening.
It's over.
Is that it? Is what it
no.
is?
That's over, and they're not making the playoffs.
Stop.
I think he's sort of.
They're in the playoffs right now. Exactly.
Jesus Christmas.
Okay.
The playoff.
they're in the playoffs.
The fake playoffs.
Maybe that's what he's coming to the realization of. We'll get into it. We'll get more into it.
It's the narratives. That's what I have a problem with.
What's the narratives that you have a problem with? Not their level of play on the field?
Oh, no.
It's not the half a dozen errors a game that they can throw at you?
That's exactly my problem.
Why? Because the numbers don't fit into the nerd narrative?
Oh,
or you
God.
Can't factor that into any vorps, vips, or bop-ups?
It's the people who are saying the Red Sox suck because Heim Bloom didn't do anything. Okay, yeah, Anthony Rizzo with that 40 weighted runs created plus after those first two games. Get me out of here. Get out.
Those are the nerds twist themselves into these pretzels to defend.
Nerds can't factor errors in. That's the problem. Like, we don't have a stat for that.
I'm sorry. Xander Bogaerts can't play shortstop. I'm sorry. Hunter Renfro's letting balls fly by. Listen, that's sloppy. It's on the players. That's what the conversation is about. It's not the people who are trying to say, Heim Bloom, you know, he's the reason the Red Sox suck right now. Really? Because Schwarber's swinging a better bat than Anthony Rizzo is. Just saying.
How many games has Rizzo played, even with his COVID in New York?
12?
How many has Schwarber played?
6.
Okay.
Well, he's provided you more, as much in terms of war, as Anthony Rizzo already has for you.
How's it factored into the records? Who's helped which team more?
Listen, if the main guys on the Red Sox, that middle of the lineup we all touted all year, could come through, it changed things.
If.
Hey, got to come through. Worst high-leverage team in baseball the last month.
My favorite moment of the last week was the first game of that doubleheader last Tuesday when they had the bases loaded. No outs. Top of the seventh?
Yep, in the doubleheader. Yep.
Yeah, in the doubleheader.
Against the Yankees.
They go to mow them down. 1, 2, 3. I thought when you said the narrative, I thought you meant the narrative of people at Fenway Park screaming, "You suck!"
Keep booing them. They deserve it. They deserve every ounce of it.
When they strike out for a third time with the bases loaded, chance to, I don't know, put up a run or two. How about a grand slam?
But if you have a chance to boo Heim Bloom, don't do that. Right?
No. Listen, you hold Heim Bloom accountable. I've said that. You could have got Ryan Tepera. Anthony Rizzo, number one, you weren't going to pay those prospects. Let's just be realistic about it. The starting pitchers, were you going to give up Tanner Houck for Kyle Gibson? No, you weren't. So stop that argument. They have to play better. It's the main guys in this lineup. Rafael Devers, 80 weighted runs created plus, 20% below average hitter in August. What are you doing? You need to come through, and you're not coming through.
Hardy, he's commenting now. Just so you
I'm happy about
football.
I'm grateful for his comments.
We were going to do some football here, T-Bone, but now the sound doesn't work. We had a bunch of stuff we were going to play.
Well, that's all right. We can pivot with a little Red Sox.
Yes.
I'm enraged.
Why are you talking so fast?
Because it hurts.
It's a Monday. Just relax a little bit.
The last month has been hell for me.
You need to get out and do some things, man.
How can I when they're playing like this?
Have you been over to Fenway at all?
No, not yet.
Why don't you go walk around? Get a sausage or something.
You haven't been at all this season?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
What, do you sit in front of a TV? God.
Well, I work most days.
He can't tweet as much when he's there.
Sure you could. You could have your iPhone.
Oh, the Wi-Fi isn't that good.
Then get off data. Put it on your data.
Do I look like a baller to you?
See, to me, Tyler Milliken, I look at you and I say you're someone who enjoys watching it on television more than being there because you can have all your statistical things going on. You can watch things 14 times if you need to.
What's the name of that calculator?
You can post the videos. Like, that to you is more engaging. I get it. I understand that.
I'm not a big Fenway guy. Not at all. Sorry.
Who isn't a big Fenway guy?
Listen, the seats blow.
The place certainly has its flaws, right? It's a borderline dump. But, I mean, come on. At least once, twice a year.
It's like going to the Brockton Fair for me. That's what I would compare it to.
See, I would go all the time. Like, I go to the Barnstable County Fair. That's nice, down there on 151 in Falmouth. Those fairs are nice.
You been to the Brockton Fair?
I have been to the Brockton Fair. I actually have.
You enjoyed it?
It was fine. I'd go for the food.
Okay.
Little kid. When you have a little kid, you take the kids to those for a ride.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't go and say, hey, I'm an adult. Let's go hang out at the fair.
No.
That's how I feel about Fenway.
Fairs are what you have when you're children.
Yeah. You bring your little kids to Fenway, have fun. When you're an adult, you realize everything's overpriced. The seats suck. The ballpark's cool. It's pretty. You know what I mean?
See, I would think, like, in a normal world, like, he would be like Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch. Like, he's the typical Jimmy Fallon. Like, he would have a draft for the tickets with all his little friends.
Doesn't like Fenway.
A sneaky, weird stat about Tyler.
Big Red Sox guy, not a big Fenway fan.
That's a bit of a revelation.
I like Target Field in Minnesota. That's my kind of ballpark.
You do go to a new field. It's a world
have
of
you
difference.
Been?
It's so much nicer when you go to the newer ballpark. You haven't been? Wait. You haven't been there?
No, but I've seen it on TV.
I thought, what a ridiculous question, T-Bone. Oh, wait, you haven't?
Listen, the seats look nicer
on TV.
How
about Camden Yards?
No, I've never been to a ballpark outside of Fenway.
All right.
What a hermit dwarf.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
What an invalid.
So you're saying other ballparks are not... He's a shut-in.
He's like an 85-year-old shut-in.
He doesn't like Fenway, and he has not yet ventured to other ballparks.
Do you have Meals
like
on Target Wheels delivered to you?
I am a big DoorDash guy.
Now I want to get you to another ballpark. I really do.
I'll go wherever.
I really want to make that happen now.
I'm down.
Polar Park?
I'd go to Polar Park. I haven't been there yet either.
I have not been there, but I'm willing to bet the seats and sight lines are far better than Fenway Park.
That's my problem. In center field, you hurt your neck if you're sitting in the bleachers. I'm no baller. You know, I'm not on the monster seats. I don't need a stiff neck after I watch the Red Sox. I'm sorry.
I need a stiff neck. This kid.
Oh, my God.
He's so precious.
Just dropping bars.
I want to be at Target Field. I've never been there, but it's my favorite.
Target Field, there's a ballpark. When'd you go? Never.
617-779-0985. All right, we took a hard left turn there, much like the storm yesterday. We'll get back to your calls. Also, I see Jake on the line. Jake in Boston has something on Tom Brady.
All right.
That I do find interesting, something that he sent out on social media yesterday. We'll do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds. I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, according to pretty much everybody who was watching the media portion of the closed practice today, Cam Newton not spotted at the closed session in Foxborough.
Wonder where he went.
And then as a follow-up to that, the team released a statement. A lengthy statement, so. He's not going to be with the team for this entire week. The statement reads, on Saturday, Cam Newton traveled to a club-approved medical appointment that required him to leave the New England area. That, let's just stop with the first segment. The first segment of this statement.
That's its own thing.
That in and of itself is its own thing. He needed to leave the New England area to go to a specialist, a medical appointment of some kind. What kind of appointment do we believe that is?
Okay, I don't know this. I'm just assuming this based on what he has said these last 2 weeks about, you know, missing his family, missing the friends, people around him, that according to last year and the way he would get up and down from airports to go see family and train out west, maybe you could technically say, hey, I need to take care of something close to where my family is. You get a couple days off after the game. We don't have the joint starting till Monday. I mean, Wednesday, and then we got practice Monday, Tuesday, joint start Wednesday, Thursday with the Giants. They're going to have a walkthrough, then your day off, then you play Sunday. I could have seen them give them 2 days off and we're, okay, we'll clear you to go see this doctor, but where's the doctor at? Oh, it's out in California or it's in Atlanta, close to the family.
So that he didn't actually have a doctor's appointment?
I don't know. I don't know that. It's a family trip? I mean, he looked quite healthy. He was running around. You know, having fun during the whole game, never took his pads off, looked good after the game.
Well, the test, to continue on in the statement, it talks about testing, and it says he received daily COVID tests, which were all negative. Due to a misunderstanding about tests conducted away from NFL facilities and as required by the NFL and NFLPA protocols, Cam will be subject to the 5-day entry cadence process before returning to the facility. Cam will continue participating virtually in team activities and return to the club facility on Thursday, August 26th, which means he will miss joint practices.
Oh, boy.
That are coming up in
huge
with the Giants.
Huge reps for Mac Jones. Huge opportunity this week. Huge. And what some people call dead heat. Wow.
The Ian Rappaport explanation on this, Beetle, are you reading that one also?
No, I have not seen that one yet.
So the people that I know that are getting tested daily are the ones that are unvaccinated.
That's what Ian just said. He said only unvaccinated players are subject to daily testing. And this is what I don't understand.
What's that?
And this indicates he fell out of the testing cadence.
Which would mean the tests that are away from the facility, and that's where the misunderstanding.
Maybe you
apparently
can't.
Was that you have to have testing at your team facility every day, not away from the facility every day, and they weren't aware of that.
Well, it's high tech testing there too. So I mean, they have lab staff on call, you know, round the clock at that trailer right behind the team parking lot, and I'm sure it is. Those tests are looked at differently than say maybe a rapid that you could buy at a CVS or something. Maybe that doesn't fall into proper protocol. I don't know that, but I just assume that. You know, and I just remember from drug tests, you know, the urine test that, okay, if you're not in town, you still have to take the urine test or it's counted as a violation. And if you don't have a proper NFL approved doctor there to witness the test or give you the proper testing kit, it's still considered a violation. You just can't say, hey, I'm going to pee in a bottle and send it and just get it tested at some hospital.
Right.
So you need someone there to do it.
I don't think it comes as a surprise. I don't think it comes as a surprise that Cam Newton is not vaccinated. If you paid attention to Cam on the field prior to either of the two preseason games, if you were at Gillette and you were able to attend the game, or you watch him on the bench away from the cameras, Cam is masked up when other players are not.
Correct.
And it's a tell. When you watch pregame warmups, I mean, granted, a guy could be wearing a mask even if he is vaccinated. That's possible.
Sure.
From what I could see, most of them don't. And so you could sort of figure out who's been vaccinated and who hasn't just based on watching what was going on in the field and what goes on the bench.
Boy, there could be something as simple as this where, okay, say he isn't, but then you fall under a different set of rules as opposed to the other, 89 members of your team, if you have 90, I mean, on it now. And so in essence, you sort of open the door for your competition.
Is there any chance that the team gets pissed off because of this?
Yeah.
You know, like, Cam, we could have avoided this.
I mean, legally,
we could have had
legally,
you out there for the joint practice that, what is it, Wednesday they're going to have? Wednesday, Thursday open?
Right. Wednesday, Thursday open to the public against the Giants. Now, legally, you can't make him do that. I mean, say, hey, gun to the head, you've got to get the vaccine.
No, but they can still be pissed off at him.
You can still be pissed off. And we've talked about this, that say you're stuck for a guy, you know, week seven. We got a running back goes down. We got to go pick up a running back off the street. You're going to pick up a guy that's unvaccinated or vaccinated? Because if you're picking up a guy that's unvaccinated, you got to get him in your building. You got to get him tested. He's got to sit. See what I'm saying? You can't. It will hurt those guys that are unvaccinated. Because the guys that are vaccinated get the quicker opportunity to get in a building, get up and running with that team.
So he's missing the closed practice today, as we've already discussed. They're going to practice again tomorrow, even though it's closed.
He's missing the last critical week of competition prior to the season starting.
So he's missing at least three good days of practice, including one joint session.
Yeah.
So after those 3 days on Thursday, what happens on Thursday when he's available to come back and there's a joint practice being held? I think there will be something to watch there come Thursday. What's his level of participation? And is this enough for them to sort of reconsider who the starting quarterback is of the team? Could they get angry enough to say, oh, we're dealing with this now. What's to say we don't deal with something like this if it pops up in the regular season? All those trips you're talking about all those trips he liked to make last year to go home quick after the games. Wasn't that a thing, Zoe?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Beetle, you say like
the snapshots
can't
at the
do
airport.
That this year.
The private airport snapshots of taking selfies.
Can't
he was
do
taking
it.
Selfies with people.
You know, does this anger the people and the powers that be with the team? I'm sure it does some of them.
It complicates things for you.
I have to believe not all of them, because if it were that big of a deal, they would not be in this position. They would have either said to him, look, if you're not gonna get the vax, it's gonna really impede what we're able to do and how things are gonna, how the apple cart's gonna be overturned if something goes off, if you miss a test or if you test positive. So I would think that if everybody, were truly on board with this, you gotta be vaccinated, we have to do this, that either he would have been or they would have been leaning more toward Mac Jones at this point. But up until today, I've just been operating under the same belief that I've had since January that Cam Newton was going to be the starter week one, which makes me think like at least somebody down there says, no, it's all right. If he doesn't want to get vaxxed, it's fine.
Right.
But here's what I don't believe. I don't believe the Patriots didn't know the rules.
I don't buy that. That's hard to believe.
I don't buy that at all. So the real question is, was there really a medical appointment? And if there was, and they just said, well, he's got to go see this specialist for whatever reason. He's got to go see this doctor. We got to deal with the fallout. So he's got to go get checked out. We want him to get checked out, and we'll deal with him not being out there for a few days. That may be the case, too, and they've got to cover up for it. They don't want to be able – they may not even be able to be allowed to say Cam's vaccination status, right, for whatever rules exist about that.
Well, this is why
– so they have to cover up with this dummy statement, right?
This is why guys ask the question, are you vaccinated?
It seems like an awful lot of lying and making stuff up to where they could just say nothing, which is pretty much their MO to begin with. So, no, I have no reason to believe he didn't travel to a club-approved medical appointment. All the stuff in there, the only thing that is ambiguous when they said, due to a misunderstanding about tests conducted away from NFL facilities, to me, that sounds like they're putting it on Cam.
Well, here's my
Cam didn't understand what needed to be done here.
Which would go to Zoe's thought, which is, let's find out if there was really a medical appointment or he just went to go visit someone.
Then why did you have to put the club-approved medical point in there? Why can't you just say, hey, Cam wanted to go see a doctor. And
when it comes to lying, don't make stuff up.
There's too much detail in here, Arnie.
You know what I mean? Seriously.
Too much detail.
What would change? No. What would change?
They're better at lying than this.
What would change?
They know how to lie. This isn't how you lie.
What would change the process of the 5-day period if it was club approved or not club approved? Is my point. Say he went to a doctor on his own on Saturday. Hey, I don't feel right. Shoulder feels something funny. I'm going to see this guy. Why is it necessary to put the point in it's club approved? Would it only fall under a 10-day re-entry? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
They're trying.
What's
to
the say, point of like?
It's Cam didn't do anything wrong. Cam didn't do anything wrong. The club approved this medical appointment.
Yes.
And he got his daily COVID test, but there was a misunderstanding about the test. So now he's got to do a 5-day entry thing, because read between the lines, he's not vaccinated and he won't be allowed back in the building until Thursday.
All right, let's continue this conversation.
They're still covering up for it. You know what? Forget all this. Still going to be Cam week one. They're covering up for it. This statement is all about keeping Cam propped up.
Taking care of him.
Okay. Don't take it out on Cam statement.
Headlines, yes. 90 seconds. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.